Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is. Many of my best clients ask me, what are the pitfalls of sales management and how do we avoid them? First, let me talk about the pitfalls themselves. The first and foremost pitfall of sales management is promoting the wrong people into that position. Good salespeople do not necessarily make the best sales managers. Salespeople fundamentally have and should have a customer focus, where sales managers are leaders. And their focus is really a people focus on their staff, the salespeople, and a company focus. They're really looking after the best interests of the company. While sales requires really strong sales skills, sales management requires leadership and people skills. And these skill sets are very different from each other. And this is why many of the best salespeople struggle with the transition to sales leadership when they're promoted into the position. And this is also why an external consultant or coach can really help sales managers make that transition. The second pitfall is giving quota to your sales managers. Sales management is fundamentally about enabling and empowering other people to do sales. When you give sales quota to your sales managers, what you're doing is you're really reducing the multiple of their effectiveness. And final pitfall here, using sales managers to support the weak salespeople at the expense of supporting the strong. There's a tendency to focus time on the squeakiest wheel. Really, sales managers get the most bang for their buck if they're focusing their attention on the strongest salespeople, the best of their team. They're going to get far more return on that than focusing on shoring up the weakest.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been the Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.